The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Well, as I said earlier, everyone will be glued to the Euro semi-finals this week, and I'm delighted to be joined now by Off the Boils, Joe Malloy. Joe, let's talk about tonight's matches. But before we do that, can I just I want to just talk to you about the matches in general. Like, it's been fairly pedestrian, hasn't it? Like, it's not really a competition for the ages, as I would see it.
No, Fionn Davenport, who's coming up in a moment, just told me, in non-ironic terms, that I'm eating into his time.
Oh.
So I have a lot to say, Mandy, and I'm going to say it very slowly.
Take your time. I'm here to hear everything you want to say.
It started off with a bang. Really good. And it's tapering off in a worrying fashion. So in the grand tradition almost of GAA seasons, which can be poor, we are relying on tonight and tomorrow night and the final to save the tournament, explode to life and leave us with a very nice aftertaste. And then we'll remember the start and the end, and maybe some of that turgid middle part, which does tend to happen in tournament football, especially when you get into knockout territory. We can leave that behind. But yeah, from very auspicious, promising start, I think most people now are saying, God, it's a bit, bit dull. Too many nil-alls, too many long extra time periods, saying, well, we better get penalties out of this.
Because it just seems that that's what they're playing for, and that they're just aiming for the penalty shootouts. And it's almost like they don't care about the journey. The destination is the most important thing.
Well, it's interesting. So, I mean, chief offenders are France and England.
Mm.
England, largely owing to a certain incompetence at the moment and a lack of balance in the team. France, almost because under their manager Didier Deschamps, despite all the talent,
he's
just kind of how we do things.
Mm.
And so in his press conference, increasingly, I think the public, French public and the neutrals are fed up with France. So a journalist literally said to him yesterday, hey Didier, what's with the boring football? And his response was, if you don't like it, change the channel. So he's not returning, he's not fussed. So they're almost the most frustrating example, because they're so good and they have so many great players, and yet it's defence first. And to be fair to him, it does tend to prevail at so many tournaments where players are tense and tired, and defence is obviously easier than flowing attack.
Mm.
But it does, I mean, if you want to have good guys and bad guys this evening, Spain have been a joy to watch in many ways. They've won all five games, they've scored 11 goals, they have superstars on their two wings in 16-year-old, just to make us all feel a little bit old, Lamine Yamal, who's a superstar, and 21-year-old as the elder statesman, Nico Williams. And they've been quite brilliant and really good fun to watch. So down the years, I've loved French teams. I love the jersey. I love the culture. I love the players. You know, always rooting for France. It's kind of hard not to root for Spain this evening. So that's, I guess, how this game has been framed a little bit in Munich.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, look, about while you're talking about French teams, Platini was the first little shirt that I got. I remember I loved him in that World Cup.
And that's why people fall in love with France. That quintessential flair style. So when you see them playing the way they're playing now, come on.
I know we shouldn't mix football and politics, but like, I was just wondering then when I was thinking about the elections there and all the hard right, you know, hard right and everything, and some of the players were out tweeting about that. Do you think maybe that issue, at least the hard right, has been kind of knocked back a little bit in France, might do something to lift their spirits or their performance?
It's been fascinating. I mean, I understand the temptation not to mix the two, but the players have made it unavoidable in that on the eve of the tournament, several of them, including their talisman, Kylian Mbappe, you know, one of the best players in the world, were coming out in the strongest terms against the national rally. And Mbappe was saying, you know, pretty brave things like, I'm proud to play for France now. I hope I'll still be proud in a month's time.
Mm, extraordinary.
Really putting their necks on the line. Quite a few of the, you know, some of the lesser known players have been doing it as well. So they've really involved themselves in what's been a kind of extraordinary month. And I guess, hey, it can't hurt if you're amongst those players, those ethnicities, and you're worried that your country is about to fairly violently turn against you.
Mm.
I guess it must be a nice thing if you're sitting around that dressing room. And look, we've all enjoyed the videos in some respects of the national rally types waiting for the results to come in and then, oh. So I would think in that dressing room, well, it's just not going to change their approach to attacking play. They must be looking around each other going, all right, okay.
Mm.
The public are with us. Maybe they've heard us. You know, who knows?
Who knows?
It's the kind of thing, Mandy, in sports journalism that afterwards, if they win, we'll suddenly say this was part of it and exactly. all of that kind of nonsense that we do.
It had an effect. Look, before we let you go, I have to talk about the other match then, the Netherlands and England. As you said, the other offenders, England, of this awful type of just running down the clock.
You've had a tough... You've sat through your fair share of drudgery, I'm sensing. You're a bit angry about this situation.
A little bit torn, yeah. But I'll get there. Look, starting out the tournament, you wouldn't have been surprised that these are the four that have ended up, maybe with the exception of Germany. But what do you think about the Netherlands-England match? What can we expect there?
I think,
any better? Give me some hope.
I mean, it'll be intriguing for sure because the stakes are so high now. And if England play terribly and lose, just the
kind euphoria,
the vitriol which will break out over Gareth Southgate will almost be interesting to watch. It's hard to see them suddenly playing very well, England, because they've been trying desperately for the last several weeks and they can't get it together. They just can't inject their side with a certain balance. The pieces don't fit. And ultimately, that's Southgate's fault. The Dutch have been hit and miss. But even, for instance, talking to Kevin Kliban on our show this evening, he reckons the Dutch will win. And for Southgate and England, it will just be a horrible aftermath that they have so much talent. Mm. They've got such a lead into this tournament and they simply couldn't find a formula which allowed the players to play anywhere near, like, let alone maxing out in their potential, but anywhere near their potential. So I guess they win and they're in a final, and then we have that curious, do we want them to win discussion for the week here, or they lose and Southgate will just get it in the neck like you wouldn't believe. Like no England manager since Steve McLaren, the guts of 15, 16 years ago.
Yeah, because the commentary was, you know, quite critical at the beginning with the style of play, but then they thought, look, he's winning, so we just better shut up.
They're clinging to that now. Yeah. That's all they have. We've been terrible and somehow we're still here and Germany aren't. So I guess if that continues, they'll accept it. But if you play terribly and lose, then it's unacceptable.
Yeah, well, maybe that phrase, you know, it's not the winning, it's the taking part. It's the opposite of that, really. Yeah. Well, look, Joe, looking forward to tonight's match and really appreciate you taking the time to come in and talk to me.
No, it's fine. Listen, I can feel Fionn Davenport's eyes boring into the back of my head.
I hear him clawing the carpet outside. He wants to get in to talk about the hotel.
I just have a few more things I'd like to say.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.